Very much. Amen. Thank you. Well, I'm honored to be here, and very honored to be able to preach when there's so many other good men here. Thank y'all for letting me, Pastor. It's a privilege. I really am humbled to be here, and I mean that with all my heart. I just know some of these men very well, and I love y'all, and appreciate. Can I do that, brother? Oh, okay, yeah, amen. Amen. Thank you, preacher. Amen. I'm just old sinner saved by grace. I like to tell folks that I'm an old drunk that Jesus Christ sobered up and made a daddy of and called to preach. I have 4 adopted children and 3 biological, and Miss Esther and I couldn't have any children. The Lord let us adopt 4, and then came Benjamin. And he's the one that's a pastor. Now, he should be preaching here, not me. But the Lord give me him. And I named him Benjamin because I thought he'd be my youngest son. And then came Caleb and Kimberly. Caleb's an evangelist. He travels with Brother Jeff a lot. But he's used all of his time. He works for Hobby Lobby. And he's thankful to have that job because they're very good to him. And they help him when he needs to be off. But I just want to touch a little bit this morning on your old King James Bible. If you would, this morning, turn to Joshua 24. And I want to say this before I get started here. I thank God for the privilege to preach here, Pastor. Thank you for letting me. And I know God's word doesn't return void, so I just pray that you get something from this. It's a little different than most of the time that I preach, so y'all bear with me. Now, I want to say this at the beginning. This church is probably an apple of God's eye. Y'all are some great folks. But even great folks need preaching.
Amen.
And I'm going to be preaching this morning about the generations and how within 3 generations after Joshua, they're not serving God anymore. And my heart, especially in our church, and I preach this in our church for Ben's pastor now, has been very much toward trying to tell folks that we're in danger of losing some of the things that were given to us from the beginning. And so, with your indulgence this morning, I'm going to pray and ask God to bless. But I just want you to know this. This is probably one of the best churches in America. And I thank God for the privilege to be here, Pastor. I'm not trying to make points or anything like that. I mean that sincerely from my heart. And you ask Brother Jeff, when I say something, I usually mean it. Amen. But I'm just going to pray and ask God to bless this message. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. A privilege to be here, and I thank God for the privilege. And I mean that sincerely. Amen. Go to Joshua 24 and verse number 15. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, understand he's talking to Israel. Choose you this day whom ye will serve, for the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood are the gods, little g, of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
We need folks today that decide in their heart that are going to serve the Lord. You know, your pastor is up in age like me, and He may not be here in 10 years or 15 or 100 or ever how long. Are you with this preacher? But I tell you what, someone's going to have to stick by the stub. Someone's going to have to keep preaching the Word of God and preaching the things that God wants preached. And so here's Brother Joshua. Now listen, he's a great man. He was with Caleb. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Amen. Now, little by little, but by the third generation, they've completely removed themselves from serving God. I'm going to show you that in your King James Bible this morning. You see, I believe all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Amen? And I believe if we don't go by the Bible and do what the Bible says, we're very prone to go the other way. Amen? And so what I would like to do this morning is impart to you a message that God put in my heart that I gave to our people some time back. Amen. Joshua. Amen. Look in Judges 2 and 7 with me this morning. Just a few pages over. It says, "And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel." They'd seen it. You know, America's moving a lot. America used to, listen, I thank God for being in Maryland and seeing a Bible-believing church here. Amen. Because we know this was named for the Roman Catholics, is from what history I've understood. Amen. And here we see a great church of God living for Jesus Christ. But here's what I'd like to impart to you this morning. If the Lord tarries, then he might. I don't know. I hope he comes back today. I hope he comes back before I'm through with this message. Amen? But if he tarries, we've got children to worry about. And these children are being pulled away from God very quickly and very strongly. And say there's nothing new under the sun. And so we know plainly that this is here for a reason, and it's probably for us this morning and even our church in Amarillo. Are you with us, old preacher? So that we'll learn that we need to stick by the stuff. Amen. Because it's easy to move and easy to move away from it. Amen. So look there in verse number 7 now. It says in Judges 2 and verse number 7. Y'all still with me? I think I just read it. Amen. Y'all bear with me. I've had a stroke. Amen. And I've had two of them, and so I don't think as fast as I used to. Amen. But I'll get through this. Amen. "And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua." You know what that tells me? Joshua was a great preacher. He was a great man of God. The people served God and loved God as long as he is there. But now listen. Listen, men and women and boys and girls shouldn't just serve God because of the man of God. We ought to serve God because of who God is. But what we see in society, they try to pull the young people away from church, the young people away from God, the young people away from the things of God. And so we see an example here in the Bible of a great man that preached and told the truth. And within two generations, they're completely away from the God of the Bible. That scares me because I love my grandkids. I love every one of them. Amen. And I tell you what, I'm concerned, preacher. Pastor, I'm concerned that my great-grandchildren, if the Lord tarries, may be just like this. See, everything in the Bible is there for a reason. And God put that there to warn us that we can move away from God, even though you're in a Bible-believing church and a King James Bible-believing Baptist church. You can move away from that to where your children aren't even serving God or your grandchildren. And so this morning, this is an admonition to you this morning that let's listen to the Bible, let's pay attention to the Bible, and let's do our work. Joshua did his work. Amen. He said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He didn't say we might. He didn't say, "I'm going to ask Miss Joshua if she wants to go to church with me." He said, amen. He said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's a daddy's responsibility. A daddy is responsible for the souls of his family, Are you with this preacher? I'm telling you plainly this morning, we got too many daddies that are abdicating the job that God's called them to do. We need to be in the business of standing up for the Bible, the King James Bible, and standing up for God Almighty and helping our children see that they need to stick by the stuff. Amen. Because this world's trying to pull them apart. Everywhere I look, I was in airports and things going to the Philippines and getting to preach over there. And then I was, the strangest thing, Pastor, folks look about the same in the airport there as they do here. Only thing I can figure is it wasn't that way. My daddy was involved in liberating the Philippines. He was in the biggest naval battle ever fought. It lasted 36 hours. And he just kept putting shells in and firing shells there on that naval ship. And they won it. And you know what they did? Brothers and sisters, at the end of that battle, the greatest naval battle ever fought at Leyte Gulf, they played on the microphone on the whole ship, "Jesus Savior, pilot me." That would be against the law today. We moved that far from the time my daddy was about 33 years old. America has moved that far where we've taken God out of school. I can remember a fourth grade Methodist preacher, a teacher, that would bow her head and pray every morning and read from a King James Bible to a bunch of children, and that's against the law in America today. We've moved. We've moved greatly. And so my hope today is to help us realize how far we moved and help us realize that even though we're King James Bible believers and got a great church and great things going on, there's a possibility, and this is probably put here for us today so that we'll realize that we need to take heed. Amen. Because the devil's real and he would sure like to mess us up. Amen. Look here in Judges chapter 2 and verse number 3 with me, please. The Bible says, "Wherefore also said, I'll not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare unto you." You know what America's got? We got snares. I walked through the airport, Brother Jeff. I was amazed. And little by little, it's creeped up on us. Amen. Listen, when I was working in the copper plant there as an electrician for nearly 40 years, and my son's working there now, and he's pastoring our little work there. But I remember these Muslims would have a prayer rug, and they'd lay that prayer rug out, and they could quit work and go pray to their God, who is a false God. He isn't the God we got. Amen. My God had a son. They say Allah had no son. If Allah had no son, he ain't the God of the Bible. Amen. And we need to teach that to our children and teach that to folks. And listen, you say, well, you're just arrogant and proud, preacher. No, I'm trying to live by the Bible and what God says. Amen. Listen, God leaves evil to try us in times. And so he left this evil there to try the nation of Israel. Listen, the Bible says, "Come out from among them and be ye separate." What's wrong in most Baptist churches, and I don't suppose it's that way here, but I hope it never gets that way, we're not separated from the world enough. We're too involved with the world. We hang out with it too much. Because, listen, that causes problems. Listen, if you teach your children to live the way God tells them to live out of an old King James Bible, they're going to look like weird folks. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I've got living proof it'll work. And listen, people say, "Preacher, you done a good job raising your kid. All of them are serving God." No, I didn't do a good job. This old Bible did a good job. Jesus Christ did it. I just did what he told me to do. And listen, you can do it too. All you got to do is do what this book says and believe it and just trust God. And then when the troubles come, believe that he'll bring you through it and help your children and you. Amen. Because we're in a time of apostasy across America, all over the place. Amen. Word of God, his standard. Amen. Heathen heathen gods take our children. That's what happened by the third generation. By the third generation, they've completely forgot about God. Now listen, we'll talk about another fellow here in a minute. And he was a judge, and he came and he helped them, and he helped them bring them back to God. Amen. And you probably, all you pastors already know this, but this is good stuff for this old preacher when I saw it. Amen. Listen, the Word of God and His standards, when they're gone, the heathen gods will take over, and they'll take our children. I warn you this morning with all the care and love that I have in my heart, we got to be careful. People say you need to be more tolerant. I believe we need to be more accurate about the King James Bible and say, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. This world will lie to you. The government schools will lie to you. I'm telling you plainly that there's one God and His name is Jesus Christ. And if they don't believe it, someday they will, because the Bible says someday every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I tell folks this, you're either going to do it now and get saved, or you do it later just before you're cast in the lake of fire in hell. And listen, I don't want anybody to go to hell. I spend my life trying to help folks go to heaven. Amen. Look in Judges chapter 3. Verses 1 and 2, and I'm going through this pretty fast, but my heart's desire is to impart some of this to y'all, amen, and you probably already had it preached to you. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Stop. We're in a war. I said, we're in a war. Brother Roloff said, we're in a war. You know what most Baptist churches, and I don't think this is that way, don't misunderstand me, but most Baptist churches think it's a recreation place. It's a place to go and have your kids entertained and you entertain. Listen, you're involved in a war against the devil. Somebody say amen. They call me the amen preacher down at that mission, and I always get folks to say amen some. Amen. And they call me the amen preacher there, and I'm glad to be able to preach at that mission, because I know but for the grace of God I'd be there. Amen. An old drunk sobered up from the night before. Amen. But it says, now these are the nations which the Lord left. God left trouble in the lives of the people of Israel, and He did it for a reason. It tells us right here what it's for. You know what? When the troubles come and people are against you and things like that, we need to start looking a little different and say, Lord, You put that there for a reason. Lord, show me the reason. Help me be the kind of Christian soldier I need to be to overcome that and do what God wants me to do. Amen. And if you'll do that, God will keep your family and keep you. Amen. Verse number 2. Amen. 1. Of Israel, as had not known all the wars of Canaan. You know what happened here? By chapter 3, they forgot how to war. Preacher, I submit this morning, Pastor, that too many churches have forgot how to war. We need to learn how to war again. I was in the Marine Corps from 1965 to 69. I didn't learn much, but I learned how to war. And then whenever I got right with God, He told me, He says, you're going to be a Christian. You're going to be a warrior for me, Larry. And so I've tried to be a warrior for Him. I've tried to teach my children how to war. I've tried to teach our church how to war, because we're in a war. And old Brother Roloff used to say, it's not a recreation hall. We're in a war. Amen. And listen, this is a place you come to train, to learn. And I'm not talking about taking a weapon or hurting anybody, but I'm talking about taking the weapon of your word and standing against the devil and the wiles of the devil and keeping him from stealing your family, your nation, your country, and yourself. Amen. We need that. We need that kind of preaching today, and thank God it's still going on in a few places. Look at verse number 2. Hey, what I see here is He leaves some of the enemy to prove us. Listen, the reason they're out there, He could wipe them all out right away. He leaves them there for me and you for a reason. Amen? And listen, if you'll stand against them and do what God's called you to do, you're going to be blessed. Look at verse number 2. On the generation of the children of Israel might know to teach them war. You know what I see in the average Baptist church, and I suppose it's not that way here. The average Baptist church doesn't know how to war.
Right.
We're too laid back.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you plainly as I know how. And I've still got some of that jarhead in me, and I can't help it, amen. And I've asked God to forgive me for sometimes when I've done it wrong. But I can tell you what, we're in a war. And the devil and his minions want you and your family and your church. Amen. And he wants to take you out. He wants to take your children out. That is his job. But he's very sly. He's very subtle. Amen. Bible says he's the most subtle of any beast of the field. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you plainly this morning, folks, that he could sit down right beside you maybe, and you or I know me for sure, and I might not even know as him.
Yeah.
But listen, you judge something by its works, and you judge it by, listen, I can judge because I got a King James Bible. And if I open that King James Bible and read it, they say, you know, too many Christians, they are afraid to judge. Listen, you're called by God to judge. You can judge some things according to that old King James Bible and say that's wrong, and you need to teach your children it's wrong. Are you with this old preacher? I'm telling you this morning, as plain as I know how, we're in a war, and we need to tell folks, and we need to warn folks, and especially our family. Amen. Look there in verse number 2. Only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war. At the least, such as before knew nothing thereof. You know what we've been in? Listen, my old grandma was a J. Frank Norris lady. You know what my family thought of her? They thought she was nuts. She left Tennessee, and they had a pretty good little old work there going, you know, property. She had a sawmill and things, brother. They were making pretty good money. And my grandpa had, I guess you'd call it emphysema day. He couldn't breathe good. And so they went west for the therapy of that. And she landed there in New Mexico. And here's what she went. She had a nice two-story home. And they had a sawmill and making good money. And she left there and followed her husband, and they went to New Mexico, and they lived in a dugout. I don't know if you've ever seen a little house on the prairie, but it's very similar to that, except they had one in Panhandle, Texas there, showing what folks lived in back then, and that's about 15 miles from Amarillo, and it's a little museum-type thing there, and they show a dugout like that. But the problem is it's got cement walls, and they didn't have cement walls. When my grandma and her children moved there, and she listened to J. Frank on the radio because that's the only way she could get him, amen. But they had a curtain. They had a hole in the ground with a little bit of tin on top. Are you listening to this old preacher? And they lived in that, amen. And that thing had a deal divided for the girls and boys, and then mom and dad had the front part, and that was their house. And later on, he ended up with 1,200 acres and worked hard, and they did good. Amen. But she had listened to J. Frank Norris on the radio, and everybody thought she was crazy, Pastor. They'd tell me, your old grandma's crazy. Don't go around her. She's crazy. And you know what? I look back now and wish I'd have been around her more. She loved God. She loved Jesus. And you know what the problem was? They were so stinking worldly. And listen, that was years ago. Are you with this preacher? They were so stinking worldly, they thought she was crazy. I'm telling you that for a reason this morning. This world's going to think you're crazy if you live this King James Bible way. But you need to live the King James Bible way for one reason, for three or four reasons. Number one, your family needs it. Number two, you need it. Number three, your church needs it. And number four, your community needs it. And more than that, brothers and sisters, I suppose there's many more I could come up with, but that's about the limit I've got so far. Amen. But you need to live the way this King James Bible says to live. And we're letting them make us think that there's something wrong with us. And there's nothing. Listen, if you're a King James Bible believer, and I suppose you are if you're here this morning, there's nothing wrong with you. You're good.
Amen.
You're the salt of the earth, Jesus said. Amen. And we need to stand for the things that God's called us to stand for. And brothers and sisters, if we're not careful, we're going to let the world dictate how we live. Amen. No Bible in the land. You know what happened? They begin to tolerate. Apostasy set in. Look in verse 6 and 7 in chapter 3 there of Judges. And they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons and served their gods, a little g. You know what's happening in America? She was founded on the King James Bible. She was founded on the God of the Bible. And now it's any God. You cannot mention our God in the government schools anymore. I got out of that mess. And listen, if you're still in it, God bless you. Maybe you know how to handle it, but I didn't know how. Look there in verse number 6. And they took their daughters to their wives. Listen, that's the pagans. And gave their daughters to their sons and served their gods, a little g. And that's what's happening in America. And there's nothing new under the sun. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, their God, and served Baalim and the groves. That's America today. We've forgotten what this country was set up on. We've forgotten. Now listen, I know this church is sound. I'm not being ugly about you all. But I'm telling you what, you got to consider your children and your grandchildren if the Lord tarries, and you need to make sure that they've got this, amen, and you need to make sure that they've got it well, amen. Because if they don't have it, brother and sister, they'll take them out, amen. And I'm preaching you this morning because I care about you. A lot of folks think I'm a mean preacher. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to be kind. Because listen, if you take 3 generations from now and look back from the third heaven where you'll be, and you look down and you see your loved one serving someone else besides God Almighty, you're going to wish you'd have done more about what God said in this book. Are you with this old preacher? I love you. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to help you this morning. I see the apostasy setting in. I can remember when a Southern Baptist church that wasn't even independent, brother, would preach the Word of God and be instant in season, out of season. They'd reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering. And we moved. We moved. All the Baptist churches are moving. Amen. Y'all with me? I'm just plain this morning, just plain spoken old preacher. Amen. No Bible in the land. We tolerate. Apostasy sets in. Everything begins to move away from God and the Bible. This country was founded by Baptists. Amen. And Christian folks. Listen, it really flies all over the world to find out that George Washington was baptized by a Baptist preacher. John Gano baptized him. Amen. He heard the gospel and he realized that the Church of England was wrong. Amen. And he moved away from it and wanted to do what was right. And listen, that's what our country's founded on, the truth and a King James Bible and things of God. Amen. But you know what the devil's doing? He's slowly but surely making folks like you and I think there's something wrong with us.
Right.
There ain't nothing wrong with you. You are a Bible-believing Baptist that loves the Lord God, and you need to teach it to your children and your neighbors and your friends. Amen. Because God, let God be true and every man a liar. The world a lie. Amen. You dads need to obey Judges. Chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 there. I'm about through. Some of you are saying, thank God. Amen. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. Caleb's younger brother. Amen. This is his Caleb's the uncle to this young man. You know what? God used this Bible believer. He raised him up. Are you with this preacher? And things begin to change because of him, because they'd gone in complete apostasy. They didn't even know God anymore. Amen. But listen, I'm telling you plainly this morning that, listen, we need some more young men like him. Amen. And some fellas like that believe the Bible. And listen, you need to stick by what God's given you. Are you with this preacher? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to warn you of what's going to happen. Amen. This phony Christianity that's going around today is not good, and I don't like it. Amen. But I understand where I'm at. Y'all still with me? Amen. Look here, verse number 9. And they buried him. Joshua the son of, verse number 8 says in chapter 2 there, and Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance, and Timnath, and I can't hardly say that name, and the mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill of Gaath. And also all the generations were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. You know what I'm afraid of, Pastor, this morning? I'm very afraid. That was in chapter 2 there. I'm very afraid that we've got a whole generation that's raised up, and they don't know what really took place in this country, and they don't realize what the old Bible-believing churches have done in this country. They don't realize what a King James Bible has done for this country and how it's helped this country. Listen, we're the envy of the world. Everybody wants to come here. And the only reason we've been blessed like we've been blessed is because we believe this book and believe God. Amen. And trusted Him. And I'm telling you this morning, if you're not saved, that's the most important thing. You need to be saved this morning and trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But number 2, we don't need to run from our heritage. Listen, listen, we're to be more militant. And I'm not talking about getting a gun and shooting anybody. You know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you this. If you don't get militant about your children and your grandchildren, the devil will take them. And listen, they'll be sitting under a country where it's illegal to even mention his name. It's already that way in our schools. I'm warning you this morning as a pastor and as a preacher that we need to be vigilant. We need to stand for this Bible and stand for the things of God and make our politicians and things like. And I know that's not the answer, but listen, we can have them listen to us a little bit. Amen. I'm just with you this morning in the sense that, and look there in verse number 10 of that chapter 2, says, and also all the generations were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. That's where we're at. We don't realize what they've done. One of my favorite things, Pastor, about going with Brother Jeff is I can learn the things that were very important in our country and in this nation and even in Maryland. I'm not being ugly, brother, but it wasn't named because there were a lot of Baptists here. Amen? Y'all know that. Amen? But I'm saying this morning, there's a remnant here. And we can stand. I'm not saying go out here and be crazy or anything like that, but we just need to stand. Yeah. The Bible says, after you've done all, to stand. Therefore, stand. Well, we're too busy worrying about some of the things going on in the church and things like that, and I think that's good. But let me tell you something. We've forgotten how to stand. And Joshua taught them, he said, you need to go back and learn how to stand. And that's where we're at today. America, Baptist churches, preachers, we need to learn to stand for the old King James Bible, the things of God, and not be ashamed of them like we have been in the past. And I thank God that I'm a Baptist. Thank God that I'm born again. Thank God that I'm here with y'all this morning. And I'll just take a second here with every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here this morning and you're not been born